Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a remodeled Christian. He's a refurbished unit. He's all patched up and repaired. If any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. Didn't say it's a creature, not a new creature. Old things, they have to work through. Old things, the old stuff, yesterday, where did they go? They are passed away. That we had a funeral for it. Y'all need to have an old things funeral to make everybody get over it. We should plan it and have an old things funeral. They passed away. Somebody said, I used to have that problem, but it passed. Anybody heard about people that had friends that say, what's the best friend I ever had? What happened? She passed. He passed. No matter how much you want to talk to that person, a thing that's dead, what? It doesn't talk back. Only if it starts talking back to you, you got some real problems. Your old stuff is dead. Stop having seances with old feelings, old emotions, old circumstances, old things that once it's over, it's over. It's dead. Get out of cemetery where you can hear all that junk. It's dead. You don't work through it. It said, if any man be in Christ, behold, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold. Now, if old things are gone, some things are new. Some things are new. You're getting a new everything. Don't paint the barn. Don't vacuum the floor. God wants a new one. People think God's going to take me and work me over and get me old again. He's just going to use. No, he's going to trash you and make a new one. It's the truth. He wants to make a new you. That's what it's all about. So if any man be in Christ, behold, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We're talking about new and new. I got a new you. That's what we're talking about, is the newness of life that you can have in Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 6, verse 15. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. But what avails? But a new creature. Wow. What will get the job done? Who you think you are? Your pedigree, your race, your denomination? That doesn't have anything to do with anything. Nothing whatsoever. The only thing that will prevail and avail and get this new life is the new you. The new me is a victor. The old me was a loser. That's why I crucified it. Behold, all things are become new. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. So many people waste their time. There was a movie that they had out called Death Becomes Her. Goldie Hawn was in it. And Meryl Streep, I think, was in it. And these women died. And their body was falling apart. They were constantly trying to repair this body and stay young. They want to stay young forever. They were falling off. Their hair was falling out. They were dead, but it was a comedy. They were constantly trying to make this body look good. Spray paint. They were spray painting themselves, trying to repair this dead body. Well, there are so many Christians like that today. They got this thing that's irreparable, trying to work through it. Messed up stuff, trying to get themselves all together. Trash it and get a new one. That's when life begins, when we find out that Jesus gives us a new life. He gives us a new beginning and a new start. Now, you can work through all that other stuff or just leave it there. How many of you like secondhand stuff? How many of you like secondhand clothes? Jesus doesn't like secondhand clothing. And when you come to Jesus Christ, you are not secondhand. It's worn by the devil, then Jesus decides to put you on his back. The devil smells. You know, and what he puts on, whatever the devil wears, it smells like him. Whatever the devil, it's got all of his marks all over. He's a loser. He's slimy. And if the devil wears clothes, he gets slimy clothes. But Jesus is not going to put on the devil's clothes. When Jesus gets in, he's going to put on righteousness and holiness, a new thing. Jesus is not wearing you once you've been worn out by the devil. Behold, all things are become new. We are the body of Christ. Jesus Christ abides on the inside of us. He said, Paul prayed all the time that his body would be holy and pure before God. Make me a living sacrifice, a vessel holy unto thee. Our bodies are the temple of God. The new ones. New ones. You're made new in Jesus Christ. So no matter what you did in the past, you've done nothing. You're new. So many people said, you wouldn't believe what I come from. You wouldn't believe what the one that was here before me came from. When Jesus gets a hold of you and he gets this, you get this new life on the inside of you, not only are you forgiven, but you're made all over again as if you've done it nothing ever before. He's not holding your sin over the back of your head like it's going to come back on. He takes your sins and all those things away from you and throws it into the sea of forgetfulness. You are a new creature. You don't have to work through it. Why? Because he wants to wear you and array himself in your glory. Wow, I'm new because of Jesus Christ. Brand new. Not just remodeled. Not just reconstructed. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. And that ye put on what? That you put on what? The new man. I'm so tired of seeing people wearing worn out clothes. Put on the new man, that man that's in the image of Jesus Christ. Some of you want a new beginning. Well, take the new beginning with the new man. You're not going to get a new beginning until you get a new person. The old you had an end. It's over. Get over it. There's a new life for you in Jesus Christ. Forget about who worn that out. You can stay there if you want to, but you better get over it in Jesus. God's not wearing worn out junk. That means he won't put his glory on people. Because his glory and his presence and his anointing is a spotlight. It's attraction. The anointing and the glory of God is the presence of God. It's like perfume. And it says, look over here. There's Jesus on the inside. And many people want people to, you know, they want all the glory of God, but on the inside of them is all this old junk that they used to have. We want to shout, speak in tongues, do all this other stuff. But when people really get to look on the inside of us, they find that old dead thing. God puts his glory on new creatures. You don't have to pay anything for it. He paid it all. It's free. You don't have to work through it. You just get the new self. How easy is it to die? It's real easy. That's as easy as it is. You have to work through those stages of death. You don't need Dr. Kevorkian. There's no spiritual Dr. Kevorkians that kill you off slowly. Just take the plunge and get the new you. So there's a new me in this new day. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now, some people don't like to hear this. That old you wasn't too holy. Even if you thought it was. That old you wasn't too holy. It wasn't as sanctified as you thought it was. But the new you is created in the image of Christ Jesus. And the Bible says right here in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24, God is created in righteousness and holiness. Righteousness and holiness. That's your design. That's your design. Did you know that? It's a free gift from Jesus Christ. Your design is righteousness, that we are the righteousness in Christ Jesus. And we are saints. And the words, the Bible calls the people saints all the time. The saints gather to worship and the saints praise God. If you're a Christian, you are a saint. And what a saint represents is a holy person. Because of Jesus, you have to be holy if you got God on the inside of you. We were listening this morning, was talking about a higher self-image. But we got to realize what's abiding on the inside of you. If God is on the inside of you, it's going to seep out a little bit on the outside of you. You are created in righteousness and holiness unto Christ Jesus. You are a strange and peculiar people. You are a supernatural being because God abides on the inside of you. we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Behold, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Churches aren't fix-it shops. Churches aren't places where people can come and get it new. He's got more than enough. So some of you might got some stuff going on in your life right now. Issues. And different times we have to work through processes of healing. Sometimes there are things that we do. You know, we're not saying you have to work through stuff. But things will get a lot easier as soon as we realize who we are in Jesus Christ. A revelation of Jesus Christ. You get to the point, doesn't matter anyhow. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. I have been made after the image of the one that created me. You weren't made the same way. You went in a Yugo and came out Mercedes. You have been created in the image of the one that created you. That's a supernatural wonder. And many people don't know this. You're not the same thing you were born years ago. There are things working on you that didn't used to work before then. There are things alive in you that were dead in you when you were born. You were recreated after the image of the one who created you. I've got to be a little bit more than I thought I was. So you didn't found out today. You came in here thinking you were some scum on the bottom of the earth, begging God to make things, begging God to help you out. And God said, listen, that one's dead. That scumbag is dead in Jesus' name. There's a new creature in Christ Jesus. When you want to get your prayers answered, you got to see what God sees in you. If the Word of God says you were created in the image of the one that created you, that's what God sees. Pray in that fashion. That's how you can come to God with boldness. Because you're not looking on the outside, but you're looking on the inside of what the Word of God says. How do you get delivered? Is Jesus going to have a devil on the inside of him? No. Find out who you are. Say, I'm the garment of God Almighty. No evil will dwell in this vessel by faith in Jesus' name. How do you get healed? Is Jesus sick? No, he's not sick. Say, I'm the temple of the Most High God. How can sickness and disease dwell in the same house that God dwells in? You got to get a revelation of who you are. And speak it out of your mouth. And as soon as you start to confess it out of your mouth, it'll start to manifest in the natural. And people say, I'm just a sinner. There was one song that people wrote before, and they used to sing it in churches. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save everybody. And everybody would raise their hand and cry, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save everybody. You can get saved and become a nobody just like me. Jesse Jackson got it wrong. I am somebody. You are somebody. Because of Jesus Christ. Better get out of that defeatist mentality. That little, you got some real problem. Climate, come out from under the rock. Rock's singing for you. The rock's crying out praises because you're up under the rock trying to stay real lowly. Come out and be who Jesus Christ created you to be in Jesus' name. How do you tell when somebody comes out? Things change. You say amen a lot, Pastor. Revelation chapter 21, verse 5. Say, I'm holy. I'm righteous. I'm created in the image of the Creator. Because that makes you want to pray for somebody. Revelation chapter 21, verse 5. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make what? All things new. There was a song that women said, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, I've got a new attitude. Woo! I've got a new attitude. I tell you what, when Jesus really gets in your life, if Jesus truly gets in your life, I'm telling you what, not just you running the church, but when Jesus Christ starts to manifest himself in your life, things just start to renew itself. Everything changes. It looks new again. New things. I expect some new things. I prophesy by the Spirit of God, new things are coming. New tie, new pants. Somebody say, new things. All things made new. But I traded in that old thing and got a new one. Even his mercies are new every morning. That means the stuff that you got received grace for yesterday, he's not using that same stuff again today. Got new mercy. He's not tired of forgiving you. It's new. Like you didn't do anything last year. Like you didn't do anything yesterday. It's new. Fresh stuff. He's not worn out with you. There are some relationships you get into. You hung out with them for 6 weeks. They're sick of you. They didn't get worn out of you. I've grown weary of this conversation. You bore me. But Jesus Christ, how does he deal with you? He refreshes himself every day in his relationship toward you. He doesn't remember what you did, the things, your past failures, your past faults. His mercies are new every morning. Somebody, when the sun rises, he's over it. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, because mercy is new every morning. But it's a new day. New mercies, new joy. It's fresh. If you're living in bad experiences and in a bad past and all that other stuff, you're there by yourself. Jesus is excited about your future. Get excited about your future. He said, for the hope that is set before me, not behind you. That's why you left it. I don't care how hard they try. You will never go back in time. You can only go forward. Get over it and go there. Stop trying to drag it with you. If Jesus doesn't remember your sins and your failures, why are you trying to do such a good job at doing it? Forget it. New creature. When somebody said, don't you remember? I had a friend that got so saved, and he was serious. And this boy, my Lord, he was a wild one, supposedly, way back in the day. Both my friends, they had known each other in the past. And one friend wanted to go back and remember some of the things that were done before they gave their life to Jesus Christ. And he went and said, don't you remember this man? Ha, ha, ha. Don't you remember that? And the friend looked in my face and said, no. I don't remember any of it. You can forget what you did. Don't ever forget what Jesus did. Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. You can be new if you want to. It says this, new. Everybody say the word new. This is what it means. These are the evidence. These are the fruit of new. This is the fruit of newness. The fruit of newness. How do you tell whether somebody has new life, if somebody's in the past, or someone's got this new life that Jesus is talking about? One, newness means what? Fresh and new thing. They're fresh. You ever met stale people? Oh, dry. Everything's dry about them. Jesus Christ wants to get in you that you might be fresh and renewed. Psalm chapter 33, verse 3. Their song changes. They're not always singing the blues, even though I like the blues. Their song will change. Sing unto the Lord, sing unto him a new song, and play skillfully unto him a loud noise. Your song will change. New song. And new praise. And new joy. Somebody say, fresh attitude people. Fresh spirited people. God's looking for some fresh people. Fresh people attract God. Fresh, new people attract God. When you go shopping for stuff, you want to go new. Let me say, give me that old one. God don't like antiques. He's not amused by antiques. Ain't nothing older than God. So he's not amused by old junk. He doesn't drive antiques. There's nothing older than God, nor nothing newer than God, because he just renewed himself. There again. He did it again. He did it again. He did it again. He did it again. He renews himself. He just did it again. 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 How can he be the oldest and youngest at the same time? He just did it again. He renews himself every day. And he's trying to give you that new life that he had. How are you going to live forever unless you're going to renew yourself like God renewed himself? That's how you can get over problems. You be in one circumstance, one bad day, one argument. Somebody say, well, let's just change it up. Praise God. Let's go through this renewal. Oh, okay. It's over. We've renewed ourselves. Say, I'm a fresh attitude, fresh spirit, fresh body, fresh everything. I'm alive. The Bible says, he that raised Christ from the dead will also quicken your mortal body. That word quicken means to make it alive and fresh and springing. I don't believe that people that have a fresh spirit walk slow. I look out the window, they walking all slow. Need some new life. People that new life walk fast. Or just practice walking fast. Somebody say, pep up your steps. You got a new day behind it. People that are on their way to the guillotine walk slow. People that are going down the last green mile or whatever it is. I mean, they're going down. Those are the ones that walk slow. Those are the people that are slow to respond to things. But people that have new life, they hear the word of God and they run to it. You're going to start running to your hopes, running to your dreams, running towards your ideas that God has given you, not being all slow for it. New. Say, I'm fresh. Go to work fresh. Go home fresh. Eat lunch fresh. Come to church fresh. Don't come to church looking like the devil just beat you up all night long. Fresh. I'm coming to church. Let the Holy Ghost wear me for about an hour. The devil didn't wear me all night long. Come fresh. Find out what God, now you will find out the benefits of freshness.